Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As a reminder, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us this July 4th. And we're looking forward to having such a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So go ahead and get ready to magnify the Lord right along with us as we ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, calling upon your holy name, Lord. We humble our hearts. We ask, oh God, that you will search us. Whatever is in our hearts that's not right or pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive and take it away from us, Lord. We present ourselves before you, O God, asking you to have your way and to take control. Lord, we ask that you will visit us during this broadcast, Lord God. Take control right now and have your way, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Speak to us through your word tonight. Oh, my God, minister unto us according to our needs, both spiritually and naturally. Financially, emotionally, whatever the need is, Lord, you know all about it. And we ask you to touch, Lord, heal, and to make whole right now. Oh, my God, work wonders and work miracles. We are depending on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you tonight. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to please touch, Lord, and heal somebody who's sick tonight. Oh, God, visit them where they are. Make your holy visitation, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand upon them right now. Oh, my God, raise them up off the sick bed and make yourself known unto them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will save souls through this ministry tonight, that you will touch somebody's heart and give them a mind to turn from their ways. Give them a mind to serve you, Lord Jesus. Save them out of their sins, oh God. Forgive their sins tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh my God, and let your blood cover right now. Let it wash. Let it purify. Let it cleanse every heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We are down here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do anything without you. We need you to stop by here, Lord God, and make your holy visitation. Oh, blessed Savior, remember those on the prayer list tonight. Touch their minds, their hearts, their souls, oh God. Bless them tonight with whatever they are in need of. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and work it out, my God. Fix it, Lord Jesus. You know how to fix it, Lord. You know just what to do, oh Lord. And help us, oh God, to turn everything over to you, Lord. Help us to trust in you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord God, that you'll remember the backslider tonight. Save, Lord Jesus. Restore their souls, oh God. Help them to return before it's too late, Lord. Work wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose the shackles, oh my God. Destroy the works of darkness. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we are waiting down here. Please, Lord, remember us in a special way. Be with us, oh God, throughout the broadcast. Let your presence remain with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. We praise you, Lord, because you are worthy of all the praise. Please, Lord God, give comfort, consolation to those, oh God, who are bereaved of someone dear to them, a close loved one, Lord. Have mercy tonight. Please, Lord Jesus, see them through this difficult time in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you will accept our prayer, oh, God, and that you will bless us tonight. We believe it, and we count it as done, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayers, oh, God. We thank you for coming to our aid at every time, Lord God, that we need you. You're always there. And we thank you, Lord, for being there for us. We thank you, Jesus, for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you for working it out for us in our homes, in our lives, oh, God, and on our jobs, in the schools, Lord. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. And now, Lord, we ask that you will be merciful and forgive. Lord, please forgive sins, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, take away sins in the name of Jesus. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that prayer coming through, Pastor Sheila. I mean, glory to God. We believe in prayer, and we know that prayer changes the Lord. We thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. Once again, I like to say tonight is Tuesday night, oldies, goodies in the gospel, on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Now, tonight we have a speaker in the person of Pastor Maureen Davis. And praise God, this is a pre-recorded message. And right now, the service is in progress. So we want you to turn your attention to this service that you may get something out of the Word of God, that you might receive a blessing, strength, healing, deliverance, or whatever it is that you need from the Lord. We pray that you will listen in attentively. God bless you.
you, Lord, for being here this morning. We thank you for the kindness. Thank you, Lord, for the choir singing on today. You're singing as if there's only every seat in this place is filled. And I thank you, Lord, for that, because you know what? That service unto the Lord. The ushers are on the usher board, and you are in your seat this morning. And we thank the Lord for his goodness, and thank God for every one of you being here today. And I just have a word from the Lord today. I won't worry your faces off. We're going to get out of the way very soon, but we thank the Lord for his goodness on today. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, we come before thee today, Lord, to give you thanks. We thank you for your blessings on today. Thank you because you have blessed us to be in the house of the Lord one more time. As we bring the word of God on today, we ask that thou would encourage our hearts. Help us to understand, Lord, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, that you will always be with us until the very end. Lord, we give your name praise, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For you that have your Bible today, we're going to ask you to turn to the 8th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at the 28th verse down to the 34th verse. Matthew 8:28. And when he was come to the other side unto the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tomb, exceedingly fear, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and heard of many swine, so that the devil besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran vigorously down a steep place into the sea and perished in the water. And they that kept them fled and went their way unto the city and told every man and what was befallen to the possessed of the devil. And behold, the whole country came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. If we would use for a thought today from our 32nd verse, and he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran vigorously. If we were used for our thoughts today, it would be hope for the hopeless. We know today that Satan has bombarded God's people time and time again, those that are waiting and trusting in the Lord. And there are times that we go through our midnight, and the devil will speak to us and tell us, well, this, God is not going to answer your prayer. Why are you still serving God? Why are you holding on to the Lord? The Lord does not care about you. But we know today that we are serving a God, and God is, as I oftentimes say, he is well able to do what he said he would do. We as a people must remember that God specializes in things that seem impossible to man. See, sometimes we put God in a category like ourselves. We think when we are going through Many demons live in them. They occupy their mind, their body, and their soul. They were so wild and violent that no man could walk or travel the road that they were. The people that was in the town forced them to stay in the Jews. Why? Because they were so violent. And we know that we have violent people living in our midst today. When we think about little men that was murdered, sexually assaulted by a sexual being, you see, sometimes you don't know who your neighbors are. You don't know who's living next door to you. People are demon-possessed everywhere you turn. And these men were so bad that they had to live in the tomb. They could not live with people. They lived in a tomb that was in something that's made out of a rock for the dead people to stay in the Bible times. And you know the tomb represents death and not life. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have more abundantly. Hallelujah. Now, he was kept bound in chains and fetters, meaning his hand was chained. And then they put fetter on his feet. His feet was chained. You know, he had to be a terrible, terrible person, a terrible acting person. He could not wear clothes. He could not stay in a house. And you know, when I looked at this, I said, Lord, what is going on in the world today? We find that people now seem like want to come out of their clothes. They have no shame anymore. They want to walk around it. They have nudist hair where you don't put your clothes on. You just walk around it. We have demons that are taking people out of their clothes. Thank you, Jesus. He couldn't stay in a house. He was so bad and so strong and unruly, wild and violent. These demons hate and they scorn because they did not want to be tied up. If they thought they were going to be tied up, see that they would get worse. When everybody give up on you and your case seems to be at its end and see that you can't go any further, we want you to know that there is hope for the hopeless. When Jesus met those that were sick, those that were troubled, he healed the sick everywhere, opened the eyes of the blind. Of blood, but prayer wound here, and she spent all of her money. Doctor said that they could not do her any good, but she was a hopeless case as far as man could see. But she said in her heart, as I could just pop the hem of his arm, I believe I'll be made whole. Now if we can get this to Jesus, he is a hope of glory. He gives hope where there is no hope. When life is gone, Jesus will step right in and give you life and say, live on. I'm so glad about this hope today. When I think about Jesus, how he left his home in glory, looked on man and said, Father, you were happy about it. Came into the world, born of a virgin mother, walked and talked amongst men, lived and died, died and rose again. It's for that cause we have this hope. We don't have to give up. We don't have to pray. We don't have to wait for this hope for the hopeless. Hold on to God's not changing hands. He said, I'm God and I change not. It may be in the morning, I'm still God. It may be in the afternoon, I'm still God. It may be midnight, it's all right, but I'm still God. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. When things work out, when friends need you, when friends fail you, Jesus will be right there. He'll be there to help you. I'm so glad that then we come to a time in our life where situations look hopeless. Think on a word of God. Everybody that the doctor said could go to be done, Jesus stepped in, made a way, opened the door, brought it out. But you have to leave it in your life. And I'm so glad about it when I see it. When Jesus told them demons to go, the devil said, don't just send us away like that. We want to go somewhere. And let me tell you something. The devil always wants to go somewhere because he has to be in a living being. And they told him the demon said, well, let us go into the swine. And when they went into the swine, it was so terrible for all the swine. see it for themselves. And when they came back to see it for themselves, you know what they said? You got to get out of here. We don't want you here. Why didn't they want Jesus there? You know why? Because some of them was possessed with devils themselves. Any time that you don't want Jesus, there's nothing but the devil in you. Anytime you don't want to be seen, it's nothing but the spirit of the devil. Anytime you won't accept Christ in your life, it's nothing but the devil. Why wouldn't they want Jesus there? He could have healed somebody else. He could have delivered somebody else. But Jesus, being the Son of God, got back in the boat and went back across to the other side.
Thank you for tuning into the True Light Radio program, coming to you from the Open Door Mission Church. If you desire special prayer or counseling, you may call our prayer line at area code 215-477-441.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that message coming through Pastor Maureen Davis out of Philadelphia. She preached the word of God, hope for the hopeless. Praise God. There may be someone. There is no help for them. Now is your time to receive the word of God, and now is the time to open up the doors of salvation. And we ask that if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line, if she would lead us in a word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. Prayer can get the job done. Prayer will give you hope. Praise the Lord. So turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord as she leads us in prayer, if she's on the line. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia. Praise the Lord. The doors of salvation is open unto all. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God talking about that hope. We have hope today. We have trust in you today because we know that thou art able to do all things. And we know you're able, Lord, to give us the desires of our heart. Somebody may be feeling cast down like there's no help for them. But we know that you are our help, a very present help in trouble. Glory to God, help somebody to put their hope in you, their trust in you, that you may deliver their souls. Help them to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you're able. We're trusting in your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Help us today, oh Lord. Somebody is bound and needs your help. Somebody is willing to end their life. But we know that there is hope tonight. Help them to look to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of men everywhere, filled with the Holy Ghost, saved to the uttermost, blot out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven today. We know you can do it. We are witnesses of what you can do. We tried you, and you delivered us, called on the name of Jesus, and you filled our souls with the Holy Ghost. You washed away our sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the word of God.
Thank you right now, Lord.
What you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We are yet trusting in you. We yet have the hope in you with great expectation, looking forward to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on every listener tonight. We pray that you encourage them. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to look to you. Help them to take you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Touch right now, oh Lord. Break up the stony heart. Give somebody a mind to give their life to you while they have a chance. Help them to seek your faith. You said seek thee first the kingdom of God and all these righteousness shall be added unto them. Glory to God. Help us, oh Lord, today. Help those people, Lord, those that are desiring a change in their life. They're tired of living the way they've been living, and they want to give you a chance. They want to try you, Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to give themselves and to commit their way unto you. We know you can do it today, oh Lord. We know you're able to save. We know you're able to deliver. Have your way today, oh Lord. Blot out of the transgressions. Have mercy, oh Lord. Deliver the souls that they may be a witness for you. Glory to God. We thank you for the word today. We thank you, oh Lord, for the anointing. We thank you, oh Lord. We know you've got the power. We thank you for that power. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the hope that you have given unto us. Help somebody else to receive this hope. Touch in a special way. Say today, oh Lord, forgive sins, oh Lord. Have mercy on the souls of men, oh Lord. And look on all of those who have been bereaved of their loved ones. We pray that you touch them and comfort and strengthen them. And all those who need help, oh Lord, touch them right now, oh Lord. Make the way for them. Open up the door for them. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. Our trust is in you today. We're dependent on you. No other help we know. You are our very present help. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord, for this prayer. And we pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name praise, glory, and honor belong unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God coming from Pastor Maureen Davis, coming through her on this afternoon. We pray that God will continue to bless every listener that heard the word of God on today. I thank God for it, and at this time, we're going to hear from our evangelists, starting with Evangelist Khadijah, and then Evangelist Hameen, and then Sister Rhoda.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Maureen, talking about hope for the hopeless.
Yes.
And sometimes there are situations that do seem hopeless and people that seem hopeless too, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. There is a song that the young people used to sing, as long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. And the two men that she was talking about who were possessed with devils to the point that nobody passed that way, when Jesus passed by, he cast the devils out of the men. And she said, you know how that people make that comment, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, once a liar, always a liar, once gay, always gay. But she brought out that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
New creature.
Amen. And if it might seem, might have seemed hopeless to others that these two men could be delivered, but with Jesus, again, there is hope. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for being back here on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Truly enjoyed this powerful message coming through Pastor Davis. I mean, she preaches and she tells the truth. She really brought that out. Amen. Praise the Lord. As long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. And there are people who actually are hopeless. There's nothing that anyone can do for them, but the Lord will give hope to the hopeless. And I thank the Lord, because in that situation where this young man, he was out there in the tombs, he didn't have clothes on, he had all these devils, and he was hopeless. There was nothing that they could do for him. They tried to tie him down. He would break them loose, all the fetters and chains, whatever they put on him. They could not contain him. He was hopeless. But there is hope for the hopeless. And in our situations, God can do anything. As a matter of fact, God can do everything. Hallelujah. Yes, things may be impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible. And I thank God for the word of God. And anyone who's listened to this message tonight, I encourage you to take this in for yourself. You may be faced with some
situations and feel hopeless about it. But I want you to know that as long as Jesus is alive, there is hope for you. Amen. Praise God. I really enjoyed the preaching word, the preached word coming through this pastor. And I want to encourage you all, take the word of God in and live by it every day. Praise the Lord. And I ask you to continue to pray for me. God bless. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I really want to thank the Lord for this powerful word of God. It's true.
Amen.
I can imagine that man of God, that man at the graveyard, at the tomb. He was just lonely. Nobody wanted him around.
Amen.
People rejected him. He was just, I can feel he almost committed suicide, because you can imagine everybody's running away from you. But thank God, Jesus is such a merciful God. When Jesus
Amen.
Approached him, Jesus delivered that man. So as my sister just commented, it's true. It doesn't matter whatever we are passing through in our life. Sometimes we feel you don't know what to do. What is next? You have no solution. The solution is Jesus. There's nothing that's impossible with God. God is able to deliver us and heal us. Thank God for the word of God and bless you all. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of the remarks coming through our evangelist and through Sister Rhoda on tonight. We thank God because they let us know there is hope. There's hope in Jesus. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on life. Don't throw away your life and feel like there's no use in you going on, that you must go ahead and end your life. No, there is hope. You've got to trust in God. Look to the Lord. God can do everything. It may seem hard to you, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. God can bring it to pass. He can fix your situation in your life.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. Sometimes the devil will tell you that you're never going to be delivered. But he's a lying demon, because God
right.
has
That's
the power.
Right.
He's got all power in his hand. He can do it. He healed the sick. He opened the blinded
yes.
eyes. He even raised the dead. Jesus is still working miracles. He can do it for you today. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
Don't give up your life for these old demons and the devil down here got you thinking ain't no hope for you. You will never be delivered. Things will never be fixed for you. Things will never be right again. He's a liar. He wants you to end your life so you can go where
That's
he
right.
goes, because he will never enter back into heaven. He's down here, and he's going to be cast into hell, into that lake of fire. And he's trying to take as many people as he can get with him. So turn to Jesus. Take the word of God in and give your life to the Lord. He will work it out for you. He will work the miracle that you need in your life, just as he did in the Bible days. He's still working miracles. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let the devil fool you and say that God is not working miracles. He's yet working miracles. We could look around and see the things that God has done and how he has spared different ones. He's still working miracles. Glory to God. So we thank God for the word of God, and thank God for that message coming through Pastor Maureen Davis. I enjoy hearing her preach the word of God, because she gets into it, she breaks it open, and she digs down deep into the word of God, and she brings it out where you can understand it. So I just thank God, and we thank God for this service on tonight, Oldies but Goodies, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on the Gospel Truth broadcast. You can listen in and hear the word of God. See what God has for you. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the broadcast. And if this is all, anyone else have anything that they like to say? If not, we thank you for tuning in.
And we ask that you pray for us. We love you. God bless you. And good night.
Good night.
Good night, Sister Rose.
God bless you. God bless you.
Okay, bye.